All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. I want to talk now about, life is so cruel and difficult. And, here's a subject that... we're fortunate and blessed that we don't have to deal with. We are so fortunate, some of us in our lives, that we don't know what other people are going through. And sometimes even as nice as our lives are, we still just don't have an understanding of how fortunate we are. Louisiana passes a bill that could free some 10-6 lifers. Once signed into law, the bill would give parole eligibility to some of Louisiana's elderly prisoners who have spent decades longer in prison than they were told to expect. Now, this is talking about men, many of them, who have spent 40 to 50 years in prison, and many of them who have been there for crimes that they didn't commit. Louisiana state lawmakers passed a bill on Thursday that will provide parole eligibility to some of the people who were told they would have a chance to be released after 10 years and 6 months of good behavior. But what this is really talking about is men who were facing death sentences or life in prison for crimes that many of them, we find out later on, did not commit. They were given a promise that if they took these 10 years and 6 months of good behavior, they would be released and trusted the penal system would be telling them the truth. Yet, as it turned out, many of those people have now spent over 50 years behind bars for crimes that they did not commit. You ask the question, how can that possibly be? If people didn't commit the crimes and the people were afraid to run the risk of a regular trial, even though they know that they were innocent, you may not believe it. You may not believe that that ever happens, that there are people who face those kinds of realities. But, yes, there are. All the time, you see constantly where people are being released. DNA evidence that now is available, that wasn't available 50 years ago. And they're freeing people who were innocent. Well, that's what happened to many of these men in Louisiana who are now 70 years old, and now they're going to be released after they were lied to that they would do 10 years and 6 months. They've done 50 years. The overwhelming majority are black. Some were wrongfully convicted, and others pleaded guilty to crimes they did not commit, opting to spend what they believe would be 10 and a half years in prison rather than risk the death penalty before all white juries. The bill introduced by State Senator Franklin Foyle will only provide parole eligibility to 10-6 lifers who pleaded guilty, excluding those who went to trial and were convicted. So even though there were those who went to trial that were innocent and were convicted, they were innocent. They're not included in this new release. Again, they were convicted, but they didn't commit the crime. Fewer than 20 people will be affected by Foyle's bill, and said a parole project, rehabilitation center. We trust in this nation that our jurisprudence is right. And so that's what many of us, they're going to go to court, they're going to get a fair trial. Who says? Unfortunately, we live in a society where if you don't have any money, you're not going to get a fair trial. And that's the case. And anybody who thinks that that's not the case, you know, shame on you. In many instances, freedom is for those who can afford it. This nation, what it claims to be, it's not. And sometimes you don't know it or you won't accept it until it's you or one of your loved ones who's had to deal with this kind of injustice. Again, these poor souls have had to deal with this, and they're not dealing with it in the gulag. They're dealing with it in the United States of America. You know, why is it that when these kinds of things come up, we're deaf to it? We don't want to talk about it. We know it occurs, you know. And so, you know, thank God it wasn't me or my family. But why can't we admit and look at these kinds of things and say, hey, our nation is wrong? Hey, our government is wrong. Hey, we know that there are people in the penal systems that have been locked up. They're there through no fault of their own other than the fact that they don't have any money. To do this to these men and then not give them anything. You've locked people up for almost their entire adult lives. Lied to them. And then released them with nothing. Nothing. That's the nation in which we live. I got to tell you, I'm never going to be silent on those kinds of things. You know, even though I know there are people listening, and I know that, you know, this may not be your soup du jour, but right is right, wrong is wrong. This is wrong. Why is it so hard for us to admit that? A separate bill introduced by State Rep. Regina Barrow, which would have provided parole eligibility to all the 10-6 lifers, did not receive enough support to move forward. Again, why wouldn't you include all of them? They admitted guilt because they were afraid they were going to get the death penalty. And now there's DNA evidence that comes back and exonerates them. And the best you can do is say, we'll let them out. The ones that didn't plead guilty. Come on, America. We can do better than that. You know, we can do better than that as a people. We can do better than that as a country. Excuse me. I'm not anti-American. I'm anti-wrong American. When we are wrong, it needs to be pointed out. And we are wrong in this instance. And those in Louisiana should have been pointed out by our federal government and what happened here. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.
Supposed to show.